Proverbs 16:20 says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Those two things go hand in hand for the most part. Handling a matter wisely while trusting in the Lord is simply the ultimately wise way to live. But it is possible for folks to handle matters wisely even though they're not fully trusting in the Lord. Of course, I wouldn't recommend you live your life that way. I do not recommend that you try to follow biblical wisdom while not trusting in the Lord. But Jesus confirms this reality that some do, and in some cases the unsaved world, are not trusting in the Lord, but are actually more wise than the mass majority of saved people. He said this after telling the parable of the unjust steward in the second half of Luke chapter 16 and verse 18. He said, "For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." Think about that. Again, Jesus wasn't suggesting that was a good thing. He was simply making a statement of fact. In other words, you can be a Christian, but not follow God's word practically or in daily terms. While on the other hand, some Christ-rejecting sinner can actually use the daily practical wisdom found in the Bible and have a much more stable, productive life than do most Christians. We read in Proverbs 4:5 where believers are plainly told, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." It's not an automatic thing you get when you're saved. You have to study to show yourselves approved unto God. Live by every word of God. And yet the mass majority of professing Christians rarely read the Bible, and they choose not to attend a local church with a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching pastor. And for those without one that you can attend in person locally, you can join a church like Bible Believers Fellowship for our studies online. But most choose not to. Meanwhile, the Christ-rejecting sinner pays attention to the biblical wisdom that he or she has been taught as a child, and many actually read the book of Proverbs on a regular basis and put that worldly wisdom found inside to work in their lives. And in those instances, they are wiser than the majority of the children of light, just as Jesus said. I was told as a baby Christian to read Proverbs. I was actually told to read one whole chapter a day, and I would go through Proverbs every month. I found that a bit overwhelming because there is so much packed into each chapter. So I began reading smaller portions daily along with my other Bible reading. That was really what transformed my life. Sadly, it was a little too late to save me from some bad choices that I'd made the previous 7 years of my life. Putting that daily proverb into practice. But once I did, I found this to be absolutely true in my life. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Life has its troubles that cannot be helped, but I found that the self-inflicted trouble began to minimize from that point forward. As a matter of fact, even to this day, the most troublesome things in my life almost always originate back from those days before I allowed God's wisdom to become a daily part of my life. How much trouble could I have avoided if I had handled my life in accordance with biblical wisdom from about the age of 15, when I started making some of those terrible choices, until I was nearly 22 years old, and at that time began to heed God's word and seek the wisdom of the Proverbs in Scripture. Those choices without biblical wisdom still haunt me in some cases. We can't fix the past, but we can start living wiser right now. If you're not already doing so, start today. Read a portion, at least, of the book of Proverbs every day. And of course, join us daily as we go through the Proverbs. Most days of the work week. And if you are already doing that, just don't stop. Keep seeking God's wisdom from His Word until the day comes when He calls us home.